What would I change? What do I wish was different? Well, for one thing, I wish I was born in a time when gentlemen still wore hats and all people went about with some decorum and civility. The way you dress affects the way you act, and I wish that I had been born in a time when people remembered that. But alas, I came along too late. I suppose I wish, too, that I'd come along in a time when an athletic but undersized young fella might still have a chance at a career in the sports world. But I was too late for that, too. Being too late ain't great. The only thing worse that I can think of course, is being just a little too late. That can be brutal. The cutoff for scoring the coveted tickets ended just 10 minutes before you got off work. The check you've been waiting for arrives the day after the debt was due. The donor with the AB negative blood arrives just after the patient slips off into his eternity. A little too late, a little too late, is definitely worse. And today, Jesus is just a little too late. Mary and Martha and Lazarus of Bethany are friends of our Lord. It's pretty clear that Jesus has spent a good bit of time with them. They are a brother and two sisters, and Lazarus is taken ill. Imagine life before modern medicine. Before antibiotics or proper diagnostics, any illness could be the beginning of the end. We are not told Lazarus' symptoms, we can't even hazard a guess, but we know it looked bad enough, soon enough, that Mary and Martha sent word immediately to Jesus. Obviously, he would rush back. The healer would come as soon as he could, and then just a hope. Just a prayer that he would be on time. Because a little late ain't great. And Jesus does come late. When Jesus arrived, says St. John's Gospel, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Lazarus has died. All are in mourning. Jesus was too late. But of course, there is more to notice. And I know you noticed it. Jesus did not rush back. He didn't hurry. He got the message. He said something an awful lot like, "It's no big deal." And he stays where he is a few days more. Those couple of days plus the travel time, and Jesus is too late. When he finally shows up, Lazarus is in the tomb. Again, you will have noticed that as Jesus is making his way back to Bethany, it is he who tells the disciples. He already knows that Lazarus has died. So obviously, he knew what he was risking in the delay. He certainly knew how serious an illness it was that plagued his friend. He didn't hurry, and yet he knew. It's almost like he planned it that way. And I don't know about you, but I would like to know why. To understand why, we must first turn to the grieving sisters. Both, in their turn, state the obvious. I'm guessing that both tried to keep both the mournful and especially the accusatory tone out of their voices when they say, "Jesus, if you had been here, our brother would not have died." True, of course. Jesus never failed at a healing if he had been there. If. Again, I, for one, would like to know why. Why did Jesus come too late? He had a reason. And again, it is one of the sisters who helps us discover it. In this case, it is Martha. It is she who speaks to Jesus. First, she says, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." And then she says, yet even now. And that, my faithful friends, is an extremely important line to take in. You will need it. Too late from our perspective is too late. That's what I would think. That is, I bet, what you would think. But Martha thinks something else, something better. She says to Jesus, with impossible hope, she says to Jesus, "Yet even now." Martha has this crazy idea that with Jesus there is no too late, that for him anything is possible. And how does that work out for her? I mean, is she just deluded? Not in the least. Within minutes, mere minutes of arriving, Jesus is calling Lazarus back from the grave and out of the tomb. Jesus waited so that Martha would see and that we would see that with Jesus, it is never too late. With Jesus, there is no too late. It matters. And sometime you too will have to summon the great faith of Martha to believe it. But it is true that yet even now, that friendship you had given up on could still be restored. Yet even now, the child you thought would never find their way could still get on the right path and discover the life you dreamt of for him. Yet even now, that diagnosis that seemed so final could also be an opportunity to reset your priorities and find a joy that you never thought was possible. With Jesus, there is no too late. I mean, if even death itself is not final for our Lord, doesn't it just make sense to keep hoping, keep asking, keep praying that yet, even now,